But he's talking with the editorial we and including those who have done this work. You see, before Paul came there, there wasn't a church. First Christian church in Corinth. We're the ones who did the work. As a matter of fact, as far as I can remember, I believe in that city is where Paul made his tents and so on. Spent a bit of time there, yes, to support himself. So he's doing the work, and the Corinthian church comes into existence. But we're the workers, but you are God's field. That is all the Corinthians. You are God's field under cultivation. Now the local church is God's field. Whoever church it may be, whatever you may think, God sees it as a garden. God sees it as a field under cultivation. I am the vine, you are the branches, and my Father is the husbandman, the tiller of the soil. Oh yes, he's going around. Wouldn't it be interesting today, just as an example, if we could go like this and change you all into flowers, or all into wheat, or all into vegetation, because you're in God's field. How are you going? How are you growing? My wife has a lovely saying, and it's a little magnet on the fridge. Admire the flowers in the garden, don't worry about the broken fence. Admire the flowers in the garden, don't worry about the broken fence. Yeah, looking for the best, okay? Looking for the best. So God's cultivating us. How are we going? We need fertilizer, we need sun, we need water and so on, yeah. Pastors, fellow Bible teachers, we've got to do this, feed the people, help them along with the Lord, yeah. That's a garden. I haven't listed that here. But here's a building site. I've looked at many building sites. Some of you have spent your life on building sites, and so have I for a little while, yes. Building site. And the local church, your church, I don't care who you are or what you are, this is how God sees it. You are a building site. And what's going on there? Is it being torn down? workers on strike. Leaning on shovels. One council employee got employed as he went to the city council and got employed as a labourer, and he said, "Where's my shovel?" He said, "Well, he said, I need a shovel to lean on, like everyone else." Yeah. Building site. I'm resting so I won't get tired, yes. I tell our folks at Padstow Heights, the easiest thing to do is turn up at a service. We drive through Beverly Hills, and the people flock to the theatres. And everyone's at Westfield. That's the easiest thing. But to walk onto a building site, the local church, that's a different matter. People come to get. Ah, the sermon wasn't good today. Or so-and-so said something nasty to me. Whatever. It's a building site. You are God's building under construction. I've laid the foundation. Now you've got to start building. You've got to start working. Whatever it might be. Whatever it might be. You know how I started service for the Lord? Sweeping floors. That's how I started. Sweeping floors. And then those who saw that, and this is how we do it, those who saw it say, ah, there's someone willing to get a bit dirty and to do a bit of work, and it goes on and goes on. You get more responsibility and so on, a little work, whatever it may be. You may be rewarded for making your special scones. We have someone in the meeting here who makes beautiful egg sandwiches for our love feasts. I won't mention her name because you're probably, well, anything could happen after the meeting. But even the little things. Building program. What's the next one? The athletes. This is the athletic forum. Oh, wow. This is the athletic forum. How many people have lost out because they haven't run according to the rules in the Olympic Games? 1 Corinthians chapter 9, please. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, 24 to 27, look at this one. Oh, incidentally, Paul's writing to the Corinthians, and you know the date that he's writing this epistle? The Olympic Games are on. The Isthmus Games are on. While Paul's writing this letter. Keep that in mind as we read this. 1 Corinthians 9, 24 to 27. Don't you know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things, for they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection. When I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. Don't believe his teaching, saved and lost here, but he's disqualifying himself for really going on as an athlete, as some of them are now losing their medals and they're banned for life. Somebody got banned for life yesterday from rugby league the rest of their lives. They broke the rules, so they got dismissed. They're not much good as football players anymore. Might be able to do something else. So here the Apostle Paul talks about being an athlete. Now, this is not running to get salvation. This is running to get the prize. Some people say, look, oh, yeah, I understand all this. I'll just be happy to be there. Yeah, praise the Lord. He will receive you. That's right. But you're not thinking God's thoughts. God's thoughts is, go for the best prize. Go for that reward. And, of course, what happens is that when you do that, things start to happen. People around you start to get affected. They see your enthusiasm. They see your devotion to Christ. They see you committed to Him and pressing on. And some turn away and say, it's too hard. Others say, well, join you, brother. We'll join you. Press on. Press on for the greatest prize of reward, not salvation, of reward. And then the tailor shop. I like this one. I like this one. In Revelation 19, verses 7 to 9, we read about the church eventually being represented in heaven by the good deeds that they've done on earth. And they're allowed to wear clothing, not that clothing, that represents the way they lived righteously here on earth. Revelation 19, verses 7 to 9. This is, Revelation 19 is the chapter of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 11, now I saw heaven open and behold a white horse, and the Lord Jesus Christ comes back to judge and make war. But previous to that, we read about the marriage of the Lamb, which we will consider after lunch today, if you're still here. Verse 7, let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come. And his wife has made herself ready. And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright. For the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. This is not the righteousness of Christ that is imputed to us. Once and for all, forever, the righteousness of Christ, righteousness by faith. This is the righteous acts of the saints. In the Greek it actually reads righteousnesses. One by one, they are all noted by God. So you are in a tailor shop. And what you are doing today, what we are doing today, will have reflection on how we appear in the presence of the Lord according to our actions, our righteous deeds. Do you see that? Tailor shop. So when, I wonder now, I wonder if we could now change the figure and just go like this and see how we're all going and how we'd all be dressed. Okay? I wonder if there'd be those amongst us that are well clothed. Or I wonder if there are those who'd be rather scanty, reflecting of how not so well that they are going. Righteous acts will find their impact and imprint even in the time to come. So there's the building site, there's the athletic forum, and then there's the tailor shop. And we must close... Oh, I'll have to pick this up at this afternoon regarding the outcomes of loss of reward and so on. We better leave it there to try and keep the time. The remainder of the notes talk about the 24 elders which are up in heaven, and we believe that the 24 elders of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ worshiping the Lord, and we believe that the 24 elders sitting on thrones, 24 thrones, are assisting God in judging the nations of the world in the Great Tribulation period. They're not just up there as spectators. They are sitting on thrones. It's unfortunately that our beloved King James Version translates those as seats in Revelation 4:1. 24 elders sitting on seats. But it is the same word as the throne of God, thronos. Perhaps they were hesitant to put people, other creatures, on the same sort of seat as God, but that's the very point, that the 24 elders representing the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ will be on thrones as God said. That's what the Lord Jesus Christ said. If you suffer with me, you will reign with me. Come and reign with me. Come and reign with me. You've been faithful to me. What wonderful truths, brothers and sisters. It's the bittersweet. The bittersweet, being there, blessed of God, but also coming under review. Coming under review. If God's spoken to you, well, get right with him. As I said, I began the work of the Lord by sweeping the floors. Maybe, whatever. I wasn't put in a pulpit. I had to go up the ladder. Bottom rung, yes, bottom rung. Let's have a word of prayer and then give thanks for the food. Our loving Father, we thank you for this time. Thank you for spiritual food. O Lord, feed us or we will die. O Lord, quicken your word with all its imperfections and shortcomings. Thank you for our brother Peter with us. And Lord, we continue with the word. Just open these things to us. And may we go away and say, my chief end, my chief goal is to be pleasing to God and to do his will and to serve him in the local church. Thank you, Lord, for the food that's been provided, even though it's a BYO. Thank you for the refreshments that we have here. We're so grateful in this country for plenty. And we do not want to be ungrateful, Lord. And bless these dear people and the homes that they represent. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.